So we've got to do some walking meditation now, and with the theme of effort for this retreat, the kind of reflections we've been giving about intention such like. It's very helpful to be able, and essential really, to learn the difference between having a goal, so setting an intention, samma sankappa, right resolution, right intention, which is the second factor of the Eightfold Path, that having a attuned and appropriate intention, but yet not being caught up in what we call becoming or bhava tanha, the urge to get somewhere. And these can feel very much like each other. Like Joseph was, I think yesterday, talking about how you can, at the end of the sitting, you already got in mind my favorite walking path and how I can get out there to claim my territory before one of them gets to my place, gets to my path first. And suddenly, you've got your own territory staked out, and the kind of intense goal-oriented activity. And so this is human enough for us to experience that. We each have our favorite places. But even though you might be aware, okay, there's my favorite walking path, and someone else, one of them, might be getting there first. But still, as we walk, even though we might feel like we're walking mindfully, having our attention in the soles of our feet, we can be very much have our attention pinned on that place over there. So we can be walking carefully, but with a lot of becoming going on. I remember at IMS, Insight Meditation Society in Massachusetts, it's a Buddhist retreat center that's been going for more than 30 years now. And they have a bulletin board that's there in the hallway, and this is the sort of main focus, like the kind of watering hole for information. And so people there tend to follow the Mahasi Sayadaw method of doing everything very, very closely, and you can see everything very, very slowly, and you can see this, very close and focused attention on the bulletin board, people walking in slow motion to get to the board to see what the action is today. So there's care in the action, but there's a lot of bhava tanha, a lot of becoming going on. So this is a part of our human condition. This is not very ordinary for us. And one of the very simple practices that Lumpo Cha used to embody very effectively is learning how to walk one step at a time. It doesn't mean walking in slow motion, but just being where you are as the body walks along, being sort of, in a way, not on the way somewhere to something else. You can follow what I mean. So the body is walking, but there's still this quality of inner stillness. There isn't that urge to get somewhere. The mind is not fixed on that place over there. But you're with the body. You're with its present location here and now, sitting here on the cushion, being here in the hall, that there's movement going on. The body can be walking, just like I can be moving my hands, or there's the sound of my voice, but I can still be aware of the stillness within which that movement occurs, or the image that Lumpo Cha would use as that of still flowing water. So the mind is like still flowing water, which seems like a contradiction or an oxymoron. If it's still, how can it be flowing? If it's flowing, how can it be still? But he would often ask people, Joseph would have been there translating a few times, Nam Lai Ning, Bin Ying Rai, how can, have you ever seen water that's flowing? He said, yes. Have you ever seen water that's still? Well, yes. Well, did you ever see still flowing water? Nam Lai Ning. Huh? He said, the mind, this is what the mind is like, because there's the flowing of perceptions, movement, like the perceptions of the body moving, of the sound, and sight, hearing. But that which knows the movement is not going anywhere. It's always here. It's perfectly still. It's not connected to the world of space and time. It's ever present here now. So there's stillness and there's movement. And the more that we develop a real feel for this, a sense for this, then we find we can go about our daily actions and go places, but without that quality of becoming, that urge of trying to get somewhere else, get something else, get some place over there. So walking meditation is, in a sense, the very best exercise for learning how to walk but not go anywhere. So that because we're literally just walking up and down between two fixed points, you aren't getting anywhere. As soon as you've got where you're going, you turn around and go back again. So that's a clue. You know, it's not about getting somewhere, but learning how to be fully attentive to the body, to the present moment here and now. So there can be the perceptions of the body moving, but also there's that quality of stillness, of non-becoming, of freedom from entanglement in that that kind of identification, that kind of grasping. And as the Buddha said, the bhava nirodho nibbanam, the cessation of becoming is nibbana. That when the heart is free of that becoming urge, that bhava, then that itself is nibbana, is true peacefulness.